This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Joe, go ahead and toss it back.
Thank you. What I was just saying about Pete Prisco, talking to senior NFL columnist for CBS, who just joined us.
Not a big Dolphin fan when it comes to the Bills, huh?
I saw him. They were up there. I actually was watching the day that CBS was up there, and he was doing his stuff with the team. I get it. Until you beat them, I just think that there's never been, of all the teams they've had, and they've had some teams that have just absolutely destroyed us, like the team up there last year. If you're going to get them, it's right now. It's nothing against Shakir or Matt Collins or Keon Coleman or any of the rest of them. Marquez Valdez Scantling, who, you know, has been around. Dalton Kincaid's been really good. You know, Dawson Knox is a nice 1-2 punch, by the way, at tight end. We've seen these guys, you know, for a while now, and James Cook. Again, they expect to beat us because they have. And I understand that, and there's something to be said for that. But if there ever been a time that you're going to win that game and maybe not even have to come down to the very end of this game, it probably will be a tight game, but it's got to be right now. You just can't. And I don't want to, you know, poop on this after two games no matter what happens, but it just makes it a lot harder winning your division when one team, especially it happens to be the best team, ends up beating you twice in the same year. So we'll see how it goes. And I don't want to say it's a do-or-die game or anything stupid like that with 15 games left after this. But
yeah, well, that would be a major stretch, Joe. But this game definitely feels important. It also feels a little strange that I feel like we're still talking about the Jaguar game, and it's like this game is tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. It's
right.
Weird.
Like it feels like we just got through with the Jaguars game. They just had their Tuesday press conferences yesterday, and it's game day tomorrow, man.
So our
media, that's a quick turnaround.
Yeah, and our media's asked, because they've been told to, mostly about the Tyreek Hill incident outside the stadium with the police officers, and so that's been the hottest topic going, because it's not just in sports. It's your best player. I mean, I've never seen anything like this. Not saying I haven't had guys get speeding tickets on their way to a game. So I had a former teammate. I haven't gotten back to him. He sent me something yesterday, and I apologized to him. And I'll get back to him today. Asked me, didn't we used to get a ride to the stadium? And I was like, no, we actually did drive our own cars. But for preseason games, when you're young, I think we did have a bus take us to the old Orange Bowl to get there. But as far as once you're veteran players, you know where you're going, down to Miami. And back then it was down the Orange Bowl, which wasn't easy to get to if you're not from here, as we found out. But
where do they take a bus from? The facility's right there.
No,
bus into the games.
No. Exactly. That's a good point. Yeah. But you still, no, you're right. You're right about that.
I mean,
but,
like the Canes, I guess, right? The Canes take a bus over when they go, because they're down in Coral Gables.
Well, I would too. I don't know how many of the guys, probably not all the guys have cars, right? Or do they? Or am I outdated on that?
Well, NIL has changed some things.
Probably. But probably right. Probably right.
I don't know.
You got me twice.
I don't know.
But anyway, like, look, guys can drive their own cars, and they're going to drive nice cars. And some are going to drive fast. I mean, we had guys get tickets going to games. I still remember laughing at guys on the side of the road when we were driving and honking as we were driving by them, because they were, you know, driving down 95 to get to the Orange Bowl. So that, you know, it's just this one. It's just, this is one of the strangest stories that's become, by the way, a headline story, because it's touched into a lot of different areas. This whole thing, it's become...
Well, it's been on the news, right? And this is the second
story... Well, national news.
Yeah, this is the second story around the Dolphins that I can ever remember being on the national news. And the first one was obviously the Richie thing, right? The bully.
Oh, yeah, Bullygate. Oh,
Bullygate,
God. Bullygate was strong, too, because that touched like that, every kid in every school, yeah. And every mother wanted Richie out of town. And,
oh, yeah.
You and know, Richie,
national news,
we know guys like Richie, they're bullies. So
you're right, though, man. This is a crazy, crazy thing that happened, and I don't think we've ever seen anything like that in sports. I can't remember ever hearing about anything like
that. I'm curious to see a day before the game how the team handles it today. Are they? Today. I don't know. Do they have to speak, or is that done for the week? I don't know.
So Tua spoke yesterday. I'm guessing today's walkthrough day, and that's it, right?
Yeah. So probably media can't be there day before. Yeah,
it is such a quick turnaround. I think that to go from a game like that on Sunday, we're breaking it down Monday and Tuesday, and then it's game day. It's like, that's a very quick turnaround on the body. Great to get it done early in the season, but...
And Tyreek actually had a damn good game, man. Actually had... I mean, the 80-yard play is a big part of the story. I mean, one of the two or three biggest parts of the game is that... That big play, that 80-yard touchdown is a big thing, and to think that what he went through. He must have slept like a baby that night, man, when he finally got home. Holy smokes, that's a crazy one. All right, so anyway, we have the game, and we'll talk more about it. There's a lot. Pete, interesting, he went right to the offensive lineman over the quarterbacks. You know, Woody, I tried to hit you with that yesterday and said, hey, man, I think the offensive line's got a lot of these quarterbacks running for their life, whether you like the quarterbacks or not.
Yeah, but I don't know, I'm just sick of hearing about offensive line.
No, it gets old. Like, right.
And it's like, whatever.
Yeah, and it's like, you're not the only one. No, I agree.
These guys are pro quarterbacks. They're NFL quarterbacks making a lot of money. You shouldn't have half the league throwing for under 200 yards.
So you know what's crazy is three of our five offensive linemen graded out really, really well, including – the starting tackles, Austin Jackson and Teron Armstead, had really good games.
Look, dude, if you don't want guys to be rusty, let them play in the preseason or practice harder or something, right? I hate to keep going back to the college practices because I know it has nothing to do one thing
it was funny.
With the other.
It was funny because you sat with me at a pro practice.
Oh, my God.
And then we went to the college practice, and you're looking at me going, this looks like an old NFL practice, right? And I go, yep.
Well, did the Canes look rusty in their opener?
No.
Canes looked like it was the middle of the season against Florida.
Yeah. I don't even know if there's a time for practices. Like, is there a time limit on practice? I don't know.
For college?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would assume so. But
I don't know if somebody says, okay.
Go a whole heck of a lot longer than the Dolphins did.
So.
Dude, the Dolphins, we went to the joint practice, right? They're out there, and most of the guys are in shorts. You know, they got pads on and they go half speed.
I think it was everywhere, Woody.
And I don't want to second guess these guys because they know a lot more than we do about the body and getting ready for the games and all that stuff. But
all I know is
the league seemed universally, and this is not a Dolphin thing. It seemed like everyone was rusty.
So I just say this, and Mike was like, "Are you guys in good enough shape to get through?" And he goes, "Yeah, with the way we practice, we're in good enough shape." I got to give him credit, man. Mike's guys look ready to go in the fourth quarter.
They did.
When the other team...
Jacksonville looked gassed, but it is miserable on that sideline. I mean, you know that.
I mean, I can't
help. That is
a
big advantage. I don't care where the team's from. I don't care if they're from Florida or whatever.
Okay.
It is...
We don't have snow, and in December, we got to play, and we don't get 20 below zero weather.
I think the snow is an advantage, too, but that 1 o'clock sideline is rough. This time of year...
Yes,
I mean it is.
I don't.
One of the hottest places you'll find, man.
I walk in the
there's no air down there.
Walking,
sun's blasting you.
Walking in the shade under trees, and then going back out when there's no trees where I walk, is a big difference.
Yeah,
my body gets heated up pretty good.
Those guys are roasting out there, and that's a
listen
big
to me
advantage.
Talking about walking like it's different. Like those guys are walking out there. They're running around in pads and running full speed up. Yeah.
I mean, you don't get that on Thursday night, which is, it's kind of unfortunate, but it is what it is.
I think the football is going to be overall a lot better this week. I think a lot of teams that sucked offensively last week are going to play a lot better this week. A lot of it probably has to do with some guys maybe coming back. You know the team I keep thinking about when I think about Cincinnati when I was just saying that.
That looked like crap.
And then they show something. Cincinnati gets off to a slow start like every friggin' year. Well, they better not get off to a slow start in this one because they're playing at Kansas City.
By the way, Kansas City looked the best out of every team that you saw in week one because they played their guys in the preseason.
Well, what about San Francisco?
They look good, too.
They played each other in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So let me ask, were those the two best teams in football? You got to give the Cowboys.
Well, the problem with the Cowboys is
they're never good in the playoffs. That's fair.
But Dallas looked very good. Their defensive line is ferocious. Either their defensive line's the best in football or the Browns' offensive line is the worst
in football
or somewhere
in
between.
Browns' offensive line's been so good for so long. We're used to those backs back there having big seasons. I know he's not back yet, but
they destroyed Cleveland, though, and they went in there and did it. I mean, that was an impressive win. And look, Dak Prescott slings it. He's got that same problem R. Jackson's got, same problem Tua's got.
Can I ask you this off the top of your head? Because this is an ambush question.
I'm not going to know the answer, probably. What,
no, there's no right answer. Which quarterback under the most heat right now to start playing better?
Can I go to Aaron Rodgers for that?
No. Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones is just career's
they're
over.
They're about ready.
Yeah, no, he's done.
That coach looks like dude, you're
I wouldn't put Daniel Jones even in that cuz
he's a starting quarterback. He got a contract. Yeah,
I know he did. But Daniel Jones can't play.
Oh, so you've already made up your mind. I see.
Were you thinking play?
No. I didn't think he could play when he got his contract.
So, yeah. So he is kind of on a different.
So whoever made that decision.
There are a lot of bad contracts out there. The one in Cleveland is the worst contract.
That's a bad one.
Maybe in the history of football.
That one's now getting talked about. $230 million guaranteed for Deshaun Watson.
By the way, he didn't get on that commissioner's list with that new story that came out about him.
So what's that mean?
It means, I guess he can play. It's good to go.
Well, we got to keep our best,
Yeah, got to keep the best
players out
there,
my man.
Absolutely.
You don't think Kansas City's going, hey, Rashee Rice, come on, man.
Yeah.
There's no reason. There's no reason. If the courts can't see this and don't have time to see it, let's do it next year. Let's get after this next year. Meanwhile, he'll go for 7 catch and another 100 yards this week and see how that looks, right? We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning as we continue. Brian Baldinger is going to join us tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. Also tomorrow, we're expected to have Jim Kelly join us from the Buffalo Bills, Hall of Famer. The greatest quarterback class of all time?
I think that's pretty fair.
The Jim Kelly, they call it Jim Kelly class up in Buffalo. We call it the Dan Marino class down here. Huh? That was a good one. John Elway, 3 Hall of Famers in that class. Actually, a guy played for the Jets wasn't bad.
They had that Marino thing on YouTube, the fish tank thing, right, with the comeback. It got us watching Marino highlights at home, and my God, man. You imagine him in today's game.
So you know who he put his numbers? Josh Allen, they were talking about his numbers. I was reading all the stuff about Josh Allen's numbers against us are, like, stupid. Running, throwing, everything is, like, his career best stuff's against the Dolphins. And Marino used to do that. Danny used to do that against the Jets. He did that fake-ass spike, which was embarrassing. But he also he didn't always win. Like, Ken O'Brien got him a couple of times because Ken O'Brien got the ball at the very end of the game to win. But they had some—do you remember any of those? I don't know if you're old enough to remember. Ken O'Brien, Dan Marino shootouts. I know it sounds crazy. Ken O'Brien and Dan Marino had some shootouts that were ridiculous, like 45-42. So I know some people out there, and Wesley Walker's catching 3 touchdowns.
Well, that's the beauty of YouTube is you can go back and you can watch all these things, and they're all on there, man. You can all the
But I will tell you, man.
You see how that guy used to throw the ball.
I got to tell you, and I hope everybody's had a chance to see. Are you talking about the one Seth put together?
That one is good, but I'm just in general, they have like top 50 Marino highlights and all these different video
but
packages that are put together about
him. He ruptured his Achilles or tore it or the Achilles against Cleveland, to come back the next year and hear what everybody had to say and
well,
then
people
for him,
didn't come back from that injury that way, right?
Well, he was walking around with a limp.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like, I don't want to sit here and rip on doctors. It wasn't the best surgery of all time. And I give him credit because he's never said anything, but on his behalf, it was not a very good job that was done on it. And he played. He learned to play with it. He not only didn't go do it again, he learned to play with it. And after that, didn't he throw three picks against Minnesota and somebody in the preseason? So that opener rolls around, and he puts together this game. Not only did he put together this game, he's like, screw that, just get the first down. He turned back into Dan Marino, like, no, third and seven, they're going to be sitting on the short stuff. Give him a stutter. He must have done that to like 20 different receivers, stutter and go, because nobody's expecting me to throw over the top. Touchdown. No, man, his stories, listen, you can have great quarterback play down here, and I hope we do for a long time. But what he did, he will always, always be by himself, period. Hey, tell you who else is by themselves. We'll come back and jump back into this. Harvey Cohn and Gary Judah, a couple of Dan Marino fans right there, man. Hey, yes, the partners of Cohn and Judah, injury law firm, personal injury attorneys in Plantation, covering all of South Florida for you, man. The same partners who handle your case from start to finish, more than 33 years of experience each, big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million dollar results, and small enough just to call you back and say, hey, is everything okay? I saw you called me. I mean, their communication skills, man, to me, hey, you're going through something that's pretty serious, right? You've been injured. You've been injured in an accident, and it's pretty important to you. And whoever you decide to go with, whatever firm law firm you go with, if it's not important and they're not staying on top of it and getting a hold of you and giving you updates all the time, I don't know. It sounds like you might need a little Cohn and Judah in your life. Go to CohnandJudah.com, read the reviews, partners who you can always reach. They always got the phone ready to go to answer all your questions. See, injuries caused by negligence of others, just go to CohnandJudah.com. You can learn a lot about them. The same guys, when you walk through that door, say, I got your case. And that's it. There's no other attorneys. It's just Gary and Harvey that'll kick butt for you, man. Remember, they don't pay other lawyers to do the work you hire them to do. Trip and fall, car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or anything else, including not happy where you are in the law firm you're with right now, and they just don't treat you the way and things you're going through right now or things I'm talking about. Call Harvey Cohn and Gary Judah. Let them take good care of you. I'm serious, like really the personal touch and ready to get you what you should get. 866-FAIR-FEE. That's 866-324-7333 for Harvey Cohn and Gary Judah.
Joe, back to you.
Thank you. And Woody, appreciate it. And all the stuff we've got going on here this morning has been a little crazy. Been a crazy couple of days, to be quite honest. I ain't going to lie to you. Makes you sick to your stomach. Some of the stuff when you get older and you're involved with the team or as a fan. So yeah, some of the stuff we're going through with Tyreek, feel terrible, angry. You know, I'm sure a lot of you, everybody got a take on it and everything else. And hell, I don't want anything to take away from this game. And I don't think it will. I think those guys will be zoned in. Mike will have those guys, and the rest of them will be, you know, if you hope it brings them together, that a lot of those guys were out there with Tyreek, and he's already talked about all the guys got his back and all that stuff, and that is part of, man, that's part of the fraternity. It is part of the fraternity. So, man, you waited, and honestly, I don't want to ever take anything away from the comeback win, because that could be huge. What just happened in Jacksonville, where you don't play your best game for 2.5 quarters, and you're looking like you're going down 17 to start the fourth quarter, and all I could think of, oh my God, they score right here. And then, listen, there was no signs we're slowing them down. He was going to end up in the end zone, so you get a win. You get a win out of it, I mentioned it and caught myself saying something to Jimmy Cephalo during a match, like, oh man, really. And then I just said, hey, you know, just hold on there. It'll get here. But I've been thinking about this first game with the Bills, because you can beat the Jets. You can beat the Patriots. You have. But the one team, you know, and listen, going 4-2 has been good. or 4-2 sometimes when you beat the Jets twice and beat the Patriots twice. Now that Tom's gone, we've had some of that, but the Bills beat you twice and you're going, all right, we're 4-2 and you like to go 5-1. You'd like to get one of those 5-1s and have a real good record in your conference. But you just can't allow any team to beat you twice. Can't allow the Jets to beat you twice. Can't allow the Bills to beat you twice. And so this game is early on. But I will tell you, Thursday Night Football's got a hell of a game. Got a hell of a game, man, because I think it's going to be a great game. And, yes, Josh Allen has played really well against the Dolphins. He's been the difference in a lot of the games, whether it's throwing or running. Cold weather down here, even when he's sloppy at times, been able to make plays. So, we'll see what it looks like tomorrow. It's tomorrow night, man. It's here. We'll be on the air tomorrow. Got a lot of guests coming up tomorrow, and then we'll be jumping into that game tomorrow night. We'll all be tired as hell Friday morning, and then we'll get ready for the weekend of college football, high school football, and the National Football League, Sunday and Monday. So I can't wait, man. It's coming on. And then before you know it, for all the hockey fans, the Panthers will be going, and then the Heat get going. They'll open their camp, and we'll get started with that and find out what everybody looks like. So, yeah, this it's going to be really cool coming up here. A lot of good stuff in our business called sports, and I think we're all looking forward to seeing what it looks like again tomorrow. And I always wonder because, Mike puts these game plans together and, we try to figure it out and we put a lot into the tight end position. And honestly, we didn't get much out of the tight end position. I didn't think we ended up with two catches for 15 yards or something out of the tight end position. And I thought it was going to be a big part. I thought it was going to look more like the Canes, 5, 6, 7 catches. And I was wrong. I thought a third wide receiver would come into play. It didn't happen. It was heavy with three guys. Three guys ended up having really, really big games. Achan, Waddle, and Tyreek Hill, and of course two in the middle of all of it throwing everybody passes. So will it be the same stuff here this week? Will it be a little different? Do they think they can run the ball a little bit better? And we know they love to run outside. That's the bread and butter, always has been since Mike's been here, being able to run it outside. And still we got, by the way, the other story we probably haven't done a very good job talking about, Alec Ingold running for first downs on short yardage, a couple of them, and didn't just barely get it. I think Alec's another guy. I went to coach and said, hey, listen, I know we can take care of the short yardage thing. Give me the ball. I don't mind being a lead blocker and catching a few passes, but I can get first downs for you. And boy, did he run hard. He ran great. That was good stuff. That was fun to watch. So here we go, man. Here we go. It's going to be fun. Going to be a lot of fun. And tomorrow, like I said, we've got Jim Kelly supposed to come on tomorrow. Brian Baldinger is also going to join us tomorrow to talk more about the game here and for what will be a very long, long day. But, man, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be great. Going to be see. Got to beat them. Got to beat them, man. We've got your text messages coming in here. I know we got a lot of them this morning. We're going to jump on those. We're going to get all caught up here and before we get off the air and get you caught up. Greg Russo, by the way, nice story, man. Kid from Champagne, down here. By the way, can somebody answer this question? I should have.
The way you're saying that is getting me, bro.
So it was a powerhouse little private school, you know that.
Uh-huh.
And then I think they got rid of football or something, didn't they? Like,
you'll have blue on Friday.
I know, but I can't wait. Can somebody tell me? The Champagnat team that used to win the state championship every year was always in a small division. Went back, like a 1A or 2A team. It was, lost. But they go wherever they had the state championship, they're winning it every year. And so did they get rid of the school or did they just get rid of the football program? But, yeah, Nobody talks about them anymore. They're done. But anyway,
that was an interesting draft thing, by the way, with Russo and Phillips, right? Remember that?
Yeah, Russo last second decided to turn. Had a great year. They had 14, 15 sacks in 1 year, and he goes, "That's it."
Yes.
Had a monster year, and can you imagine he and Jalen Phillips playing together? Maybe going 1-2 would have been just sick. Sick stuff. Were they? They weren't in the same class, right? Were they? Were they in the same class?
I believe they were.
They were in the same class.
Remember, there people were like, you know, which one to take? And they go, Russo was in your backyard, and because Russo got off to a fast start, remember?
He did.
And Jalen Phillips not as much, but
right off
Jalen
the bat, Phillips turned you're right.
A player.
He did.
Hey, by the way, man, you were talking about Achilles earlier. That guy looks 100%.
The Jalen Phillips, when I see him, I haven't had a chance to see him. I know he knows we've all done nothing but talk. We played doctor. I know it drives him nuts, but I'm looking forward to spending time with Jalen when we go to Seattle to just, man, what a great story.
You got to have the utmost respect for that, though.
So much.
Because I know if it were me, I'd be scared. I'd be scared I was going to hurt that thing again, man.
Well,
the problem is he doesn't even know what he did to hurt it, right? Like, that's a routine play.
He went almost every snap, too. I mean, the pitch count, remember we were talking about
the
pitch
Jets
count?
Game, right? Yeah. So the Jets game, he hurts his Achilles, right? But he's
coming off the ball.
But it's a normal play. It's not like, you know, he got hit or like you can pinpoint
nothing.
What happened.
Yep.
It's just like someone said the school's permanently closed, by the way.
Thank you. I knew there'd be somebody out there that knew about that so I can put – see, and I'm weird about that. That'd be bothering me that I'd be asking people tonight. So thank you for doing that for me. Thank you.
Okay.
I feel better. All right, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to here. We'll check in on the text machine. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
All right, Joe, before we get back to it here, would you mind if one more time here we just
man, I like that.
Chance to win?
The Barkoff thing? Of course, man. And going to Hollywood here. Collectibles? Of course.
We're giving you a chance to win a photo op and an autograph with Stanley Cup champions Alexander Barkov and Dmitry Kulikov, courtesy of Hollywood Collectibles. For your chance to win, text the word Panthers. That's PANTHERS to 20357. If you don't win, you can purchase tickets at HollywoodCollectibles.com. Hollywood Collectibles is located on Sterling Road in Dania Beach.
You going to be able to go out to that?
I find my way.
I can tell you, Barkov's
good.
Is one of the most quiet superstars we have in this town.
So I have something from one of the games we went to that we're trying to get signed here, so that might be a good opportunity.
He just seems like a good dude.
Yeah.
He seems like a really good guy.
All the hockey guys do, don't they?
Yeah.
They're very down to earth.
I think most of the guys. You know when guys start to get a little salty? When they've been criticized.
You're saying we don't criticize that?
No. I'm just saying the media guys. When they feel the media's kind of... And sometimes they get it from other markets and they bring it here and they're just like, just screw you and I'm here to play. That's the most important thing. And then you got private guys just want to be left alone, man. That's just their makeup is they want, just leave me with my wife and my kids. I want to be left alone. I'm set up nicely. And I don't really want to be, you know, a lot of introverts out there, man. Just want to be left alone. I just happen to be somebody that yaps to friggin' everybody. Sometimes my wife's right. I wish I didn't. You know what she says I have a problem with, Woody? I know you've heard this because you've been around her. I'll just make small talk, which sometimes I say something I shouldn't. Just like, you don't need to say anything. You should just go. You say hello. And instead, you take it that next, you know, oh, I love you. You know, I love that dolphin shirt or something. And this does... Doesn't always work out great. Anyway, what do you got coming in, Woody, this morning?
All right, Joe.
That was a waste of friggin' time. I don't know why I brought that shit up.
You all right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll let that one go. Will we see Tua show up for one quarter or the whole game? 786 ass, Joe.
Hey, man, that's a great question. I think if his guys do their jobs, he gets some time. He's playing a lot of confidence, folks. He's got a lot of confidence. Last year's confidence has nothing on this year, man. That dude is at a different level right now. He truly believes right there that when he talks to those other guys, that he's in that club now. I don't know if he's really thought he was in that club. He feels like he's in that club now. And that's all that matters. Doesn't matter what you think. Doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. All that matters is he thinks and plays – and talks to the other dudes on the team like, I'm your damn leader, and here's how we're going to do it, and I can make any throw. I know Omar's been on this thing about his velocity and his arm looks better. I think he has to own better. I agree. It does look like there's a little more zip on the passes. One thing about him, whatever they say in the offseason, he works on it, right? We did that whole thing, and everybody was laughing about, what was that, judo he was doing or jiu-jitsu?
Yeah, you got it, yeah.
One of them.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, learning, everybody's laughing, like, how do you not know how to fall? Well, whatever it did, man, it worked. And he believes it worked. And I believe it worked, too, because he played in every frigging game last year. What else?
Someone said, stop acting like we haven't had Thursday games for 15 years already. Has it been 15 years?
Since what?
Since Thursday Night Football started?
I don't know. Night Football has been
around. I still don't like Thursday night games.
I just like who we're playing. I don't care about Thursday Night Football. Is that
I was complaining about. I complain about the quick turnaround.
Oh. No, everybody's got to play Thursday Night Football.
I know.
I was talking about,
I've just never been a huge fan of it.
No, and by the way, if you got to play it, I want to play it now before you play 10 or 12 games, and they go, and by the way, you got to turn around, where you being on the road and playing somewhere, and they're going, oh, you got a game on Thursday at home. Oh, God. So, yeah. I'm glad we're playing right now. So we don't have to hear the injury excuse.
Someone said Pete is a huge Dolphin hater. He never gives Miami credit. Interview with Pete Prisco is up on WQAM.com, by the way.
He is picked against us 2 weeks in a row.
Okay, well, he was almost right last week. I mean, he was close.
He was feeling real good after at the end of that third quarter, wasn't he?
He had a right to. By the way, I don't think Pete is like a Dolphin hater. He's not a Bills fan.
He grew up down here.
Yeah.
It's like a huge Dan Marino and all those guys. He knows. Yeah, that's.
People like to, you know.
So anyway, look, he grew up, and I know he's a huge old Dolphins fan because he's in his early 60s and he likes all the old teams and grew up with Zonk and all those guys. But, I mean, if you think he's a hater, I'm not going to change your mind because he picks against you. Man, you got to get this one, though.
Someone said, this is a very unconfirmed report. This guy says some pretty good accounts I follow are saying 49ers rumors are they may place Christian McCaffrey on IR, let him fully recover since Mason held the role down so well.
That wouldn't be a surprise.
You know what, man? We'll do a fantasy report tomorrow.
But that would not be a surprise.
Well, it'd be a surprise to people that drafted him first overall in fantasy.
Hey, man, that injury, you can't. I didn't tear mine, and I had to stay off it for a couple of months, and I could feel it, and it scared me to death. And when it scares you, that is one injury that you just can't, like, you're afraid to push off hard that you're going to pop it, that it's going to rip. You know when that thing's right. You know, Woody, I stretch the you-know-what out of my Achilles every day, both ways, up and down.
I do see limbering up, yep.
Don't want to go through that injury.
You want some more here, Joe? DC Rob says, hey, Big Head, when you say my wife, are we talking one, two, or three? Just wondering. DC Rob's mean, man.
I'm staying in this one. Yeah, I am trying to stay in this one. This one's very important. Especially when you're getting towards the end of good active years, you want to make sure you're not making changes.
Okay. You're doing everything you can. I mean, you don't have people like, you know, trying to play pranks or anything.
Oh, we mess with them. You're in on the pranks, of course.
You got me in on that yesterday.
Still mess with them.
Very uncomfortable. Let's see here. We won a game against the Bills, 1 in every 5.5 games. I guess that would be the winning percentage. Thank you, sir.
All right. Hey, congratulations. You were really good at math.
He did 11 and divided it by 2.
That's tough.
Joe, why do you think this offense struggles against good teams? Is it scheme? Does Mike call the game different? Fair question.
That's not necessarily matchups. Some teams have been more physical than we have. We haven't played well when we need to late in games. Quarterback hasn't played well late in games. But got to do it this year, man. Let's look ahead. What do we got here, Woody? We got Buffalo. It's going to be the first team. I guess people aren't going to count Jacksonville, right? They were 9-8 last year. That's not going to – I don't.
Whatever, dude. You got to be who's in front
Seattle,
of
Seattle. What did Seattle win last year? 9 games or 10 games?
Well, Seattle's pretty good. I don't know. Beat Denver. You think Denver's any good? I don't know.
They weren't very good last year early on.
They got good.
Damn near got back to 500 after everybody said how bad they were.
Mike loves the tight end position since when? Greer signed Mike G to a contract and he was barely used. He's talking about Gesicki.
I don't think, I think you know this before I answer this, whoever sent that, never a Mike fan. He was never a Mike fan. He wants guys can do everything, and he just was not a Mike fan. Not a Mike fan. I think Durham Smythe kind of guys are his kind of guys. By the way, he comes from a program, has one of the best. He was offensive coordinator in San Francisco. I know we don't have Kittle on the team, don't get me wrong, but.
Someone asked, is Rizzy ready for the family drama, the stews, the pies, watching Kelly Clarkson?
That's a shot.
Yeah. That'll be interesting, though. You got a big family, man. You got a lot of people out there, huh?
That's just weird, huh? Riz's daughter is marrying my nephew. Good God.
That's cool. It should be a good wedding.
Oh, my God. It's going to be unbelievable.
Why don't you not embarrass your wife at that thing? Because I feel like that's going to be a big drinking night for you.
Big drinking night. Plus, we're staying at the hotel, of course.
Oh, no,
it's going to be
really
huge. Massive hangover
she
coming
carrying
up.
Carrying you back to the room.
Oh, no. She'll mention something about, hey, you know, it's your nephew. Don't embarrass him. I go, look it, man. Come on.
Someone said over under Odell returning by October 6th. Who knows? I still don't know if he even
plays. Is that
the
4 games?
I guess it would be.
I got to tell you, if he ain't ready to go in 4 games, you know, his ass needs to be ready to go. I like all this Odell. Odell needs a Odell get ready.
All right, a lot of
stuff.
Why
would somebody bring up Odell Beckham?
A lot of stuff on Tyreek Hill. Everyone's on, as you can imagine, both sides of the.
Go ahead, give me one on each side.
I'm going to skip the Tyreek.
No, just give me one on each side. I just want
to
get.
No, there's a lot of stuff I've had to skip through today, including the text from this guy who says he's been eating a dog this morning while he's been listening to the show.
This will take off from last night, I know. I've heard.
Yeah. So we got to skip that, obviously.
Okay, that's not good. What's everybody saying? I know you get all the Tyreek stuff.
I'm not doing it, man.
Is it on both sides, or what is it? Or is it just one-sided?
You know what the sides are on the story.
So you're getting, let me guess. Let me just guess this.
Okay. What do you got?
Do what the police say, and you won't go through this.
Okay, yes.
And the other side is that the police officer didn't need to treat him like that.
Yes.
Okay, so
that would be the sides of the opinion.
Yeah,
the people are taking on that one.
So, if you don't listen to the guy and do what he wants right away, you should be put on your face, slammed down, and handcuffed. Whew, I gotta go.
Speaking of that other text, what are you having for lunch today?
What? What'd you say?
I asked you what you're having for lunch today. I don't know. You got the cat running around still.
Oh, no. I got getting ready to go play some tennis, man.
All right.
Big tennis day, brother. Got to get out there and get rolling on the tennis court a little bit. Get that massive sweat. Anyway, hey, do it again tomorrow morning. Game day. Can you believe that? Thursday game day. It's about damn time. We'll see you tomorrow morning.